Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. We're live. We're live. New episodes every Thursday per use. Football time almost here. It's I'm shaking with excitement. It's literally the only thing I've been thinking about. That in college football, the video game. So it's I had COVID last week, so we decided to not do the pod. Because I was dying, but we're here and we're back. We're live.
Do it live.
We're doing it live. Chris, how are we doing?
Doing good. I mean, like you said, football is right around the corner. It's the most magical time of the year. How can you be sad at a time like this? Dip my toe back into baseball gambling just to kind of shake off the rust. Doing all right so far, 1-0. Hopefully the Astros can hold on, make it 2-0. But yeah, it's good. Excited to be back talking some ball with the boys.
Yes, talking ball with the boys. How are we doing, Sean?
Doing good. Very excited to get back into this. Why am I not showing up on the screen?
I see you on the screen.
Oh, you see me?
Yeah, you're okay. Right there. You're right there.
I just my face usually pops up, so I don't know. Weird, but yes, I'm very excited to talk ball, futures, etc., drama. You know, all the good stuff coming
A's.
Early. Well, early days of mid training camp season, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, preseason has already started. You know, preseason is preseason. After that first game, it's kind of like, all right, the itch has been scratched.
Let's get this going. Like,
yeah,
I saw this fake football. Let's get the real shit going.
Yeah, that's kind of it there. But yes, and this week we're gonna start off with our future bets, and then we can kind of bullshit after that. So we're not pressed for time. So anyway, without further ado, it's Fun with Futures for the first time in 2 weeks or three, whatever. Chris, I know you are prepared for this. So I'm going to throw it to you.
All right. Are we doing it? We're doing NFL futures first or college?
Do whatever you want.
We'll do NFL. Let's do NFL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. I got a receiver future prop for this week. He is the epitome of the meme of a Ferrari parked in a trailer park. He is Malik Nabers on the New York Giants. Malik Nabers over 875 and a half receiving yards. He's the only good player on this team, on this offense, I should say. Daniel Jones, it's his last stand. If he wants to, he's not going to be a Giant after this season, barring something terrible, unless he's amazing, unless he has the season of a lifetime. Even then, I don't know if that'll save him. He will not be a New York Giant next season. So this season, he will be trying out for all 31 other teams to maybe have a starting role next season. And he's going to need to pad some stats. And what better way to do that than throw it to the only reliable receiver on the team? Sorry, Darius Slayton. You're whatever. But yeah, Neighbors, he's had an amazing training camp. I know he's got an ankle thing right now. All reports say he will no doubt good to go week one. That's all I care about. Don't even dress him in the preseason. Don't make me sweat over a Giants preseason game where he gets carted off the field. But it's he, like I said, he is the only good player on this offense. Danny Dimes will be feeding him. The schedule actually works out where 7 of the Giants 18 or 17 games will come against bad secondaries. So the Vikings, Manders, Bengals, Eagles, and Bucks were all last season were all bottom 10 in terms of receiving yards allowed. And I think he could get 1,000 yards. I honestly think that's possible. So over 875.5 feels like a lock.
Yes, that feels really doable for a one of the best looking rookie receivers out there.
I was surprised it was 875. I like before I looked up the number, I was like, if it's under 950, I'm gonna take it. So I was thinking like 9 to 950. And when I saw it was 875, I was like, take my money. But then give it back when I win. But yeah, this is a win. Responsibly, of course.
Hell yeah.
Obviously.
Do you have any more?
NFL. This isn't an official play. It's more of a something I've been talking myself into. I think Will Levis could lead the league in passing this season.
I think that's a that would be a more believable thing to happen if Hopkins wasn't out for like the first 6 weeks.
I mean, yes, that is up to 6 weeks. It could be 4. Right. So that's, I'm praying to God it's 4. I haven't played it yet. I might. I think it was plus 700 on FanDuel, I think, last time I checked. I mean, it's a new era in the Titans offense. We're not running it between the tackles anymore. It's going to be just get it. We saw it in the preseason a little bit. Get it out quick, yards after catch. And that's where I think this team can thrive. Yes, Hopkins being out for at least a month hurts, but you still got Tyler Boyd. You still got Calvin Ridley. Still got our boy NWI. Treylon Burks is apparently good again. We'll see.
He got hurt today.
He did? Practice. Oh, I missed that. Yeah. Like bad?
It's a hamstring thing.
Oh, God.
So it's kind of up in the air, but
whatever.
Okay. I mean, yeah, whatever. He's whatever. But Tyjae Spears, Tony Pollard, both phenomenal at catching the ball out of the backfield. I think there is a path. There is a path for Will Levis to lead the league in passing.
Yeah.
I think that's a really fun pick, but yeah. I don't think it's a pick that the followers should follow unless you want to get fun with it. Like yeah, this isn't advice. Yeah. This isn't advice.
This is something I've been thinking about it and I was like, it could happen. And I saw a stat, I forget who said this, and it's going to, so this isn't from my brain, it's someone I saw on the internet. Last year when Jake Browning came in for the Bengals under Brian Callahan, he threw for, in like 7 games, I think, it was close, I think it was 1,800 yards he passed for. If you apply that to a 17-game season, it would be the 4th most passing yards in the league. And that's
pretty good.
That I mean, Will Levis is better than him.
Yes,
for like our sakes, he is.
It's like 3,500, I think.
So, I think it was a little over 4, and like,
oh really?
Yeah. And also like, look at the guys ahead who last year, Tua led the league in passing. I don't want to be Debbie Downer. He's probably going to get hurt this season. I don't wish any injury on anyone, but statistically speaking, he's due for an injury. I hate to say that. Jared Goff, I mean, I feel like he's kind of due for some regression. Mm-hmm. Mahomes, I mean, aging Travis Kelce, receiving core is not that great. Josh Allen runs a lot. Dak Prescott, I'm kind of worried about him, but I don't know what CeeDee Lamb's going to do. I don't know if he's going to start the season with the team if he does get a new deal. So there's a path. That's all I'm saying.
There's a path.
Plus 700 is worth a sprinkle for Will.
I think there's a trail. Not so much a path, but like a trail you could follow get there.
He's a gunslinger.
Yep.
So the offense is built around the quarterback for the first time in God knows how long, and for the Titans.
Do you think that Will Levis under as his first real starting season under a new head coach can throw for over 4,000 yards to be the Titans Oilers first quarterback to ever throw for over 4,000 yards?
Yes. Barring injury. Yes. And like, if you want to get in the weeds with it, the O-line is way better this season than it was last year. Mm-hmm. Just by like Skoronski's going to be better. We get Latham, who it feels like we have a real left tackle for the first time. And God knows how since Lawan retired. I'm just saying it's worth the sprinkle. If he doesn't get 4,000 yards, if he stays healthy and doesn't get 4,000 yards, I'll be surprised.
Yep. Okay. Sean, what pick you got?
Chris kind of sprinkled it a little bit, but I've got Josh Allen over 480.5 rushing yards, minus 125. Mm. Five out of the six seasons Josh Allen has been the starting quarterback, he has crushed this number, absolutely crushed it. I'm not really sure why it's so low. He lost his two best receivers last year, Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. I feel like he's going to have to use his wheels more than ever this year. He has an okay receiving core right now. They picked up Curtis Samuels, which is like woohoo. but yeah, he's no stranger to running the rock. So I'd probably take this as high as probably 525, maybe 550. Damn. But JA over 480.5.
I like that a lot. Like his receiving core is whatever. And they design runs for him. Even when he has Stephon Diggs on the team, they design runs for him. So now that there's no top five wide receiver in the NFL on the team, they'll probably do more.
I hope so. I mean, this is such a low rushing total. I know it's a quarterback, but for Josh Allen, I pulled up his stats earlier. Let me see if I can. The one season he didn't go over was like 420, I think.
What did he have last season?
Last season.
I feel like he was running a lot, especially the last few games when they were fighting for their lives.
Last season, he had a career high in rushing touchdowns at 15.
Yeah, that's insane. But
he rushed for 524 yards.
Yeah, I like
two seasons before, he rushed for 763 and 762. So
700. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it even more.
that one season where he rose for 421, that was the 2020 season, COVID season. Not sure if that really has anything to do with it, but it's worth mentioning.
I like it a lot.
Will, do you have a pick for us?
I do have a pick. It kind of a spur of the moment one, but it's a fun one. It's on FanDuel. It's a special one. It's a special Titans one. Plus 600, Will Levis to score 5+ rushing touchdowns in the regular season. The one thing that I took away from this one preseason game that the Titans have already played is that Will Levis is going to put this team on his fucking back. He is going to run the rock if he has to. And he's going to do it even if he doesn't have to. like the first touchdown that we scored in the preseason was a Will Levis rushing touchdown. And that was right after he got them to the 1 yard line in a crazy rush. And so this was just fun. It's, I think it's just fun. And then I actually looked up some stats on it. His senior year at Kentucky, I think he was like kind of hurt a little bit and the offensive line was like not that good. But his junior year, he played the whole season, had 9 rushing touchdowns. And so this is a fun one. Plus 600 future prop on the Titans for Will Levis with his 8-inch cock to lead us to the promised land. All right.
Did you say it was 4 or 5?
5+ rushing touchdowns. 5+,
okay. Yeah, I mean, that's doable.
Yeah.
That's. I mean, he's a big, strong guy. You get down at the 1, I mean, you could have, like, at least 3 or 4 off of QB sneaks alone.
Yeah. And, like, the line is better. And,
much.
Like, we've seen, like, even in the preseason, but before the preseason, like, when we went to Miami and he did like a fucking flip mid game,
yeah,
and like flattened Jalen Ramsey, that was crazy. He will run the fuck out of this rock, and we're gonna hit this plus 600. And yeah, that's it. That's my prop.
5 rushing touchdowns, lead the league in passing. I think it's MVP type season for Will Levis.
Man, we're talking about it. We're talking about it.
Welcome back to the Will Levis podcast.
I really want one of those jerseys, you know, just 8, but like the inch.
Oh yeah.
I really want one, but I can't be wearing that to a game. Like,
you can't wear that in public.
You could wear it to a game. That might be like the only place you can wear it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just like kids around. And it's like, it's like, Daddy, what does that mean? It's like,
Why does that 8 have an apostrophe?
It's his foot size.
Size 8. All right. Chris, what are your college futures before we
do in college?
Kind of zigzag around to different.
Let me find them real quick. Crap, where are they? I have this notebook full of random scribbles. Here they are. Okay. Should we do positive or negative first? Let's do positive because I'm going to be really negative on the team I'm down on. Positive. North Carolina. North Carolina Tar Heels. Missing Drake May. Gone to the NFL draft. Doesn't matter. Over 7.5 wins. Quarterback situation. Not great. Not bad, but not great. North Carolina. The running back is great. Mari Hampton had 1,500 rushing yards and 15 touchdowns last season. He's top 5 running back in the ACC, just off the top of my head, maybe even higher than that. Their defense was god awful last season. It can't get worse.
So it can get better.
Yeah, there you can only go up. Gene Chizik is out. He god awful defensive coordinator. I don't think it was all his fault how bad the defense was, but he had to do something. He had to play a part. Their schedule is as soft as it gets. I count 7 wins, like, easy. Charlotte, NC Central, James Madison, Pitt, Virginia, Wake, Boston College. That's 7 wins right there. I'm giving them. So I need a win out of 4 toss-ups, Minnesota, Duke, Georgia Tech, and Wake. They could – I mean, Minnesota's week 1. I think they – it's in Minnesota. I don't think Minnesota's very good, but it's a weird game going to Minnesota. They could win that game easy. Duke, new quarterback, new coach. Who knows how good they're going to be. Georgia Tech's defense is atrocious, and Wake is not good. So if you can get me a win out of any 4 of those toss-ups, I'm sitting at 8 wins at least. So yeah, UNC over 7.5, minus 120 on BetMGM. Now, we'll get real negative real quick. The Kennesaw State Owls, home of current WWE Intercontinental Champion Bron Breakker. They suck. I don't know. I mean, I know why they're going to FBS, money, but they're not good. Last season in FCS play, they did not win an FCS game. 0-6 in FCS play. You could argue they weren't really trying because there's no point. They had no postseason eligibility. You should still win a game. Even if you're not trying, you should still win a game. They had two bad losses to Tennessee Tech and Charleston Southern, both finished at 4-7, just bad, bad teams that they were losing to. They had three wins last season against legitimate, like, D2 schools. Like, I've never heard of these schools. If they go 0-12, it wouldn't shock me. They are going to be dogs in every single game, and that's including an FCS game against UT Martin. UT Martin was good last season. And they're at the same playing field. Like, you see FBS, FCS, this doesn't apply here. They're the same playing field. If they, like I said, if they don't win a game, it wouldn't shock me. So, yeah, Kennesaw State, under 2.5. They're going to be bad. This is a program without an identity. They used to run the triple option. NCAA is trying to not ban that, but eliminate it. They made like cut blocking illegal. I just don't see how they win a game. It like Conference USA is god awful. It is god awful. But I cannot find three wins on this schedule. So Kennesaw under 2.5. Sorry, Bron Breakker, but it's under 2.5.
It'd be like that.
Man, this is bad team. This is bad team.
Are you losing to Tennessee Tech?
Tennessee Tech, I'm pretty sure it was at home. I could be wrong, but you're losing to Tennessee Tech. That's not good.
Yeah, that's
they're not good. They're very bad. I'll go on a limb and say that they're very bad. Under 2.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great picks, boys. Do we want to talk about how our dynasty modes are going?
Sure.
All right. I just won the Natty in my fifth year of being the head coach, or not being the OC at Western Michigan. And last season, I lost in the semifinal to Georgia. And I came back, went undefeated, and then won the national championship. And both of these years, last year when I lost and this year when I won, the head coach got the Head Coach of the Year award, and the defensive coordinator got the Defensive Coordinator of the Year award. I didn't get the Offensive Coordinator of the Year award. I'm the one going out there recruiting. I'm putting my feet to the pavement, going to houses, sending DMs, giving the hard sell to all these kids coming to me, looking for leadership, looking for guidance. And I'm putting up 70 points a game. I'm putting up 60 points a game. We're in the MAC. Now my team is like actually good. My team overall is like 86 and everyone else's is like 79. My team is so much better than everyone else in the MAC. It was insane. I'm the one doing it. I am building this program, not this bum head coach. When are they going to get me in the seat? And so I did figure out that I was like, okay, I'm going to win the national championship and then I'm going to go somewhere else. And then I won the national championship. I was like, cool. And then like the coaching carousel or like open job offers thing went away. And so now I'm still the OC at Western Michigan. Nothing has changed. But yeah, I recruited a player, a 4-star gem quarterback named Muhammad Ali.
Holy shit. That's awesome. Yeah,
that's my update. OC Corinthians Thompson is a national champion. He will be coasting this year in order to get an upgrade, a job promotion somewhere else, either a head coach or an OC at a prestigious university. And so we're making our way. How are we doing, Chris?
Well, we have very similar dynasty paths. I won the Natty this afternoon in my fifth year at San Jose State University.
Let's go. Mine was yesterday.
Awesome. But same exact thing. No, like I saw the carousel close like during the turn or yeah, during the playoffs. But I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to bail on these kids. But yeah, the head coach, I think it was last year, not maybe he won it this year, I don't remember. Won the coach of the year award, and then the D coordinator was nominated for, he didn't win it, but he was nominated for the coordinator of the year. And I don't know if you do, I play defense now because I didn't like that the seasons were going by so fast and I actually wanted to play defense. So I was like, I'm playing defense and this, like, this Joe Schmo is getting all the credit. This is bullshit. So yeah, I think this last season might be the end of the catfish slaughter era of, as the OC at San Jose State. I would like to go to like a whatever power four school, just because like I don't want to go to like, I don't, like Northern Illinois or someone and like have to build up another team when I pretty much did that all on my own. Mm-hmm. But yeah, national champion, not gonna apologize for it. And it was awesome. I didn't think it would happen because I made the tournament my second year, but I didn't play defense and I made it to the semifinals. And I made the tournament last year, or playoff, I should say, last year when I was playing defense and just got smacked by Georgia. Just could not stop anything. So when we got in this year, I was like, whatever, just going to lose. Shut out Oregon in the quarterfinal. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, might figure something out. Beat Michigan State in the semifinal, which was funny, and then beat Michigan in the Natty. And both, like, the defense was amazing. All three games. And I don't know where that came from because I suck at defense. But yeah, national champion, gonna defend it, maybe run it back, but probably gonna go somewhere else after this season.
Mm-hmm. Did you think like the update like changed anything? Like it felt like I play on freshman because I never played a football game before. Okay.
Yeah.
What? I mean, I needed to learn how to fucking play the game.
I get it.
Like, but this past season, like the new update came out and, like the game just got incredibly easy. And so I'm going to up the difficulty one, and see what that does. But it felt like the game got just like super easy.
I don't know if
my running back had 3,500 yards.
I think that's
Jesus
the,
Christ.
I think that's the freshman difficulty.
It wasn't that easy the season before.
I mean, I'm not going to say that the update probably helped, but also playing on freshman.
Oh yeah,
probably helped.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It definitely helped.
It definitely did. I don't know. I don't know if it got easier because there were sometimes like I would line up in just like normal defense, like even play, not play like to defend the pass. And then sometimes just quarterback drops back, guys just runs a go and is just streaking downfield, no one within like 5 yards of them. That happened a few times. I was like, I mean, what? what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
But I thought it got the playoff, at least from my perspective, the playoff got more realistic because the second year when I made it, it was me and like two other G5 teams made it. So it was three G5 teams in the playoff, and that's just preposterous. So I think one of the things they did was like, we're going to actually make this somewhat realistic for a video game. And the last two seasons I played after the update, it was like all Power 5 and one G5, as God intended. But I don't know if it got easier because I still sometimes am like, how do you play defense?
Yeah.
Chris, what difficulty do you play on?
All American.
Okay.
I don't want to do Heisman because I've seen like clips of people playing Heisman and it's just ridiculous shit happens. And I want to have fun playing the video game.
Yeah. I was playing on All American. I had to turn the difficulty down to freshman. No, not varsity.
Varsity.
Yeah. So, but I found that varsity was like miles easier than All American. And I've been playing on All American for like three seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And when I switched over to varsity, I was putting up like 80 points. And I was like, okay, now this is too easy. So like,
you just got to get good at All American.
I know. Oh God, I threw so many fucking interceptions on All American.
Oh, yeah.
So many.
I think with my freshman quarterback in the playoff alone, I think I threw eight interceptions. I threw three in the natty.
Yeah, I had like a four-star QB. I didn't draft him, or I didn't recruit him or anything. But like, I was like, man, his fucking draft stock is going down. Like, he's not going to get drafted because
ruining
of this
kid's life.
I know. But a little update on mine. I was at North Texas for 2 years. And then I went back to Colorado State. I got an offer to be the head coach back at Colorado State. So I'm back home. I'm back home. And I did finish the story. I won the Natty against Pitt, which was super weird. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, all right, this is like the worst national title game of all time.
Yeah.
Like
Colorado State Pitt in the national.
It's like you wouldn't even watch that if it was a bowl game.
Yeah, that's a famous Idaho Potato Bowl if I've ever heard of one.
Right. But yes, we got the Natty. And then I haven't really been playing much because I was like, all right, well, I'm done. But I'm not done.
I did it.
Well, we'll get back to it.
Yeah, my Natty victory was my Western Michigan Broncos versus the Wisconsin Badgers, which sounds like a very defensive, run heavy.
That sounds boring as hell.
It sounds very boring, yeah. And so that was funny. What was yours, Chris?
Michigan.
Right.
But so it was actually realistic, aside from playing Michigan State in the semifinal. But it could
aside
have
from San Jose State being in the national.
Well, that's obviously. But the other semifinal was Michigan NC State, and I was like, man, if NC State wins that game, this is gonna suck. No one's gonna watch the lowest rated Natty of all time.
I think one of the most rewarding parts of like building up that team is when you play a home game and like nobody's there in the beginning, and then like you're actually good, and then there's like everyone and the whole town is there.
I didn't have. Right. Have you guys played Road to Glory at all?
No.
Yeah.
That wasn't my experience with Road to Glory. I started Northern Illinois as a quarterback, and like 50 people were there the entire time. Even my sophomore season, we went undefeated in conference play and won the MAC. no crowd difference. It was still just like 25 people. I was like, man, what the fuck do I have to do?
It's I'm at North. I'm at Northwestern, and it's kind of like that too.
Yeah,
like you get some crowd for like the night game, but like those, like, you know, 11 o'clock games, nobody's fucking there. it's pretty funny.
Like even like last game of the season, we're like whatever 10-1 undefeated in conference play. What more do I have to do? So yeah, I transferred. I went to Miami.
Hell yeah!
And I've only played like 3 games of that, but
partying.
Yeah. Oh, I make sure I have like the GPA, like the minimum, because I've seen some people, like, if you don't have it at like a 2 or whatever it is, you will like get benched in a game. So I don't want that to happen. But if I get to like a 2.5, I just kind of fuck off and do something. Someone will text me like, hey, got a copy of this paper. I was like, yeah, I don't care.
He's like, I got the answers to this quiz. You want me to text them to you? I'm like, for sure, dude. And my advisor's like, hey, you should come in and study. I'll be like, yeah, I'll study a little bit. Like, I do the bare minimum, yeah. But when it's crunch time, I get that A.
I show up for tests. I thought it was bullshit the first time, like my freshman season at Northern Illinois. Like the first thing I got when it was like, hey, you can cheat on this exam or whatever. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's have some fun. Immediately got caught. I was like, well, at least like let me get away with it the first time. And the second time you bust me. Like, what's the point of the, like, it's a video game. Like, let me have fun and cheat.
Have you got invited to like parties and stuff?
Oh, I always go to those.
Yeah, I always go to.
They'd be like, oh, you have team meetings at 8:00. Fuck that.
Like, you'll be out past curfew if you do this. And it's like, okay, cool. I'm still going.
Yeah.
And it's like, somebody caught a picture of you on social media at this house party. I'm like, yeah, I was there.
I probably look fucking dope.
So stupid. This game doesn't want you to have any fun.
Exactly. Like, let me get away with some things.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Miami, going to drink my balls off, and then I'm going to copy someone's paper.
Exactly. I didn't go to Miami for, like, the academic prestige.
Absolutely not.
Went to go meet some whores. And throw tutties.
Let's say we talk about real football and not virtual football now.
I think that could probably be the fucking move.
Yeah.
As fun as it is talking about fantasy virtual football, this is real life.
Yeah.
We got to get serious about it.
Okay, now to talk about real football. Moving on. Will Levis has a mayonnaise perfume.
Cologne.
Yes, cologne. Sorry, it's for men.
Not a perfume.
Right. I'm sorry. I heard it's $8.
Better be.
Wow. How fitting.
One inch for it. $1 for every inch of his wiener.
Jesus.
But is this real? Or is this a bit?
I was about to ask that.
I don't know. I don't really care. Maybe it's a strategic move. Like, nobody wants to tackle a guy that smells like mayonnaise.
That could be a great move.
But no. I don't know.
I mean, that's not a bad thought there, Sean.
Even if it's not real, I don't like. I'm glad we're having fun.
Yeah, let's just have some fun.
Yeah, it's good to see players having fun again.
Yeah.
It's just weird that it's like mayonnaise.
Because that's his thing. He likes mayonnaise.
And his coffee.
I mean, I like mayonnaise too, but...
Uh.
It's just like,
I don't really even think he likes it that much. He's just, it's just something he's rolling with to get that bag. And honestly, I kind of respect it.
Oh yeah. Like, it's his brand. He's the mayonnaise guy. I'm surprised it took this long, honestly.
I think he's been sponsored by Hellmann's for a while. It's just the cologne thing is a new venture. Where would you even buy that?
Walmart. Where the hell else?
Walmart.
I mean, what? Where else would you buy that?
They ain't got Macy's in Kentucky.
They don't?
I mean, that was just a joke.
Probably not.
You can buy it right now on willlevisnumber8.com.
Buy it.
No.
Buy it. It's $8.
You buy it.
You got it pulled up.
It's sold out. I'm not even joking. What? It says sold out.
I need to know if this is real. I feel so stupid if this is real. Because I'm like, yeah, well, of course it's real.
Okay, Will Levis number 8 is sold out for the day. The scent of greatness will be restocked tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern time. So 9 a.m., get on your laptop, go to willlevisnumber8.com and /products, and you will find the Parfum de Mayonnaise. The fragrant notes of... The fragrance brighten... Oh, tart lemon. The fragrance opens up with a bright, zesty burst of tart lemon that provides a refreshing and clean introduction. At the heart of the fragrance lies a daring mayonnaise accord. The creamy and slightly tangy note adds an unexpected twist, mirroring Will Levis's bold personality. The mayonnaise accord provides a rich, smooth texture to the fragrance, making it a complex and memorable fragrance.
This has
complementing the mayonnaise, a whisper of parsley adds a fresh herbal element to the scent's heart. The green aromatic quality of the herb enhances the fragrance with a natural, earthy tone, reminiscent of a well-prepared dish. Oh, here we go. The coffee undertones. The fragrance will not be complete without subtle coffee undertones, reminiscent of Will's signature mayonnaise-infused brew. The coffee note brings out a robust, slightly bitter edge filled with depth and warmth. It adds a comforting, familiar touch, grounding the fragrance in a sense of reliability and strength. Wow. So do you want to smell like lemon, mayonnaise, and coffee?
And parsley.
Who's buying this?
I don't know. It's sold out, though.
A lot of people. Who wrote that?
That's on the website. I assume it's on the Hellmann's website, but it redirects you to willlevisnumber8.com.
That's incredible. If it's real, that's fucking funny.
I feel like I just want to buy it just to see if it is real. Get something in the mail.
Gotta wear it to the game if it is.
Jesus Christ.
This kind of reminds me of that Hannibal Buress bit where he makes sandwiches, but he puts his fingers in the pickle juice and flicks it on his sandwich for flavor.
Flick it on my sandwiches for flavor.
Yeah, this is reminiscent of that one Hannibal Buress bit. Because I'm thinking about it, and when you first started talking, I didn't know it had coffee undertones, but I was like, could you spray this on a sandwich and get a little mayonnaise flavor?
I probably wouldn't.
We'll let you try that one, Will.
I'm not. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering if anybody's thought of that or if you can eat it.
Why don't you buy it and try it?
If you can eat it.
Just wondering if you can eat it. I don't know.
Again, there's only one way to find out. $8.
I don't got that kind of money.
You don't have $8? What if we pool our money and we to buy a bottle of Will Levis whatever mayonnaise cologne, whatever it's called?
I don't
Parfum de mayonnaise.
I really don't.
Parfum de mayonnaise.
I don't want to call it that.
That's what it's fucking called.
I know, but I don't want to call it that.
Well,
cologne
really
de
it's called
mayonnaise.
really it's called Will Levis number 8.
I'll call it that.
Will Levis number 8. The
Oh,
Spicy
God.
Turkey Club. Number 8. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
God.
Okay.
I did see someone on Twitter pose a question. I was like, do you think this would have ever happened if Vrabel was still the head coach?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't, is that up to him?
But he's kind of like a, I mean, no, it's not. But he would set like a tone of like, I'm not telling you not to do it, but if you do do it.
I will look down on you
Yeah.
because this is stupid.
And we're a no-nonsense football club here at the Tennessee Titans.
I mean, two of his players started a podcast where they compared each other's dicks and talked about masturbating all the time at the beginning. But that's basically what Bussin' with the Boys was for like the first 50 episodes.
Were
Now they're
they
all
on the?
talking
I
about
know
just trucks.
LaJuan was on the team. Was Will on the team when that was going? I don't think he
I
was.
think he might have been on the P squad.
Oh, well then, who cares? I mean, LaJuan
No,
was untouchable.
he was looking for a job and then
I'll say,
ended
yeah,
up
because he
on
went to like the
the
Raiders and Saint or tried out. No, it was the Falcons. He tried out in the Falcons.
Well, there was that one year he was on the practice squad and got elevated up and then like played the
Oh
remaining
yeah.
games. It
Yeah.
might have been that year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to say it was that year. And
So
then he
maybe we're
went, and then because I know like when, he went to the Raiders, like they were like, oh my God, are you still going to do but, all that.
Yeah.
And it was like, so.
It turned out he was there for like a month. If that. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. I feel like they, I mean, Luan was untouchable because he was great at his job at the time. And I, they were both vets. So it's not like it's not a second year guy getting
Yeah,
a
that's true.
mayonnaise. It's also not like, yes, a podcast at it, like, especially when you're talking about jerking off and locker room talk and shit. That's stupid. But it's not as stupid as a mayonnaise cologne.
Yes. True. Do you
So
think?
I don't know if Vrabel would let that fly, honestly.
Yeah, he probably would have saw it and then
Like, you really want to
you really want to keep doing
that?
that? You look fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Shit, I had something.
About that.
Kind of. I forgot what it was. It'll come back to me. Maybe, probably not. Anyway, what else is going on? It's just kind of training camp and preseason right now. JJ McCarthy got injured.
I was
Whatever.
right about that.
You
You were right
were.
about that. I said JJ McCarthy would not be the starter come week one.
And I think you also said he wouldn't play a full season, if I'm not mistaken.
I said, yeah, yes, I did.
So
Two for two.
that's two
Yes,
for
I said that.
two.
Yeah.
Two for two on JJ McCarthy takes. Just saying.
You never root for injury, but
Oh no, I was not.
it feels good to be right. You know what I
I
mean?
mean, when I saw that, I wasn't necessarily heartbroken. I was like, I mean, yes, I was like, oh, I don't want this child, which I don't know how old he is. I don't want him to have a torn meniscus, but also, I was right. Twofold. So, I mean, it sucks. I don't think, I mean, it's like people are like, oh, he looks so good in camp. He looked great in the preseason game. Cool. I still don't think he was going to be very good. So I don't think the Vikings season is going to change that much at all, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Is Sam Darnold the move, or
I think he's the only option. I don't
do you
know who,
think that
Flacco. Who else is out there?
Flacco's on the
Ryan
Colts.
Tannehill.
That's what I was just about to say, Will. I was like, Ryan Tannehill's about to get a call with a Minneapolis area code. If
Would
Sam
you rather
Darnold
have?
doesn't work out.
I was gonna say, would you call him now, or you roll it with Darnold for 3 weeks?
I don't know. I think that like Sam Darnold did not do that great this week in training camp. I think he threw a couple picks.
Yeah,
To
he's not
like,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Sam Darnold has been good ever.
No, never. Like, I mean, he was when he came in like mop up duty with the 49ers, everyone was like, "Hey, Sam Darnold back?" He's like, "No, he never plays and he's on the best offense like ever. He's bad. He is not a good quarterback." So, yeah, I mean, the Vikings are
Thing
fucked.
is, if Sam Darnold goes down, you got Nick Mullins coming at the backup.
I was going to say, who the hell else is on that? Is Josh Dobbs still on that team?
No. Dobbs is
is he back in
somewhere.
Cleveland? I feel like he just ends up back in Cleveland.
Dobbs is on the Niners. He ran
Niners,
in a touchdown
oh,
in
yeah,
the preseason game.
Oh, he did?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Super Bowl ring coming. For the
Yep.
Astro Dobbs.
Oh, speaking of former Tennessee quarterbacks, Joe Milton is the savior
Right.
of the New England Patriots.
Oh,
apparently,
God,
yes.
That's going to be a tough decision, I feel like, for Patriots fans. Maybe not so much the front office, but I feel like as a Patriots fan, you'd be like, yo, just get Bazooka Joe out there.
Yeah, I mean, you should, because right now the Patriots are right in the sweet spot of watching Joe Milton play football. And it's he balls out in practice and he does great in meaningless games. And that's his ceiling. And then if for whatever reason he wins the starting job or Drake May gets hurt and he has to come in, you will see the real Joe Milton. And that is a very average at best quarterback. And then you're like, oh yeah, he's really not that good. All right, well, let's roll with it, I guess. That's the next phase of the Joe Milton experience, is like, oh, I guess he's just really good when no one's trying to stop him. Oh, okay.
Patriots
Yep.
are just a big old dumpster fire as right now.
Yeah, they
I
traded
mean,
Matthew Judon today.
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah,
Yeah,
to the Falcons.
I missed that shit. I saw he was like having contract disputes. I didn't know he got officially traded. Damn. I was hoping the Titans would get him. I knew we wouldn't, but I just was waiting for people to be like, oh, if he goes to whatever good team, he makes him a contender. Oh, he goes to the Titans, he's washed.
Only washed players go to the Titans.
Yes, that's the way it is.
Allegedly.
No, I mean, that's what the...
No, that's just what people say.
That's
no,
what
I
the
know.
That's what the liberal media would have you believe.
What the libtards say.
The liberal media over at ESPN.
Oh, God.
Right-wing sports. Speaking of contract negotiations, who is having that go on, Sean, that you wanted to discuss?
Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jets, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, he gets traded... I told you this wrong yesterday, Will, when we were talking about it, but he gets traded from the Eagles to the Jets. No new contract other than the contract he was already on. He is owed $1 million this year. That's it.
Yes.
I thought it was.
His
I thought,
like his
I
cash
thought
he
signed
hit,
like a. Oh,
his
okay.
cash hit is $1 million. So like, obviously, This dude wants a new contract. Doesn't want to be playing on a million-dollar contract when he has recorded 27 sacks over the past two seasons. They should work something out with this guy. He has since requested a trade from the Jets without even playing a snap, without even going to a practice. They're trying to work something out, but they want him in the building. But that would make him, you know, he doesn't want to go in the building. That's not for him to discuss. That's for him and his agent to discuss privately with the GM and, you know, the other front office. So he doesn't even want to step foot in the training camp until he gets a new deal, which I don't know. Holdouts, it's his right. Player holdouts are tricky. Go ahead.
I think if you're the Jets, just pay the guy. Your window is 2 years max. Because once Aaron Rodgers retires, you're back to irrelevancy. So yes, you pay this man whatever he wants. Sorry. You sack up and you go for a Super Bowl while you can. Because, and also, like, who the hell do the Jets think they are? Like, you had Aaron Rodgers, like, for some reason, choose to go to your worthless organization. If you have that, you capitalize on it. You pay anybody whatever they want. The salary cap is not real. We have seen that proven many times, especially by the Chiefs. Pay the man, find a way to do the cap gymnastics, pay the guy what he wants, and fucking go try to win a Super Bowl for real. Because, like, after 2 years, this is done. You're back to the cellar dwellers. You're irrelevant. So go for it while you can.
I 100% agree. That was a point I was going to make as well. Like, this is your shot. This is it. You've got to go all in or you do not care. And if you've built this team that has Jets have a good team. And that's weird to say. They have a good team.
They had a good team last year with Zach Wilson. Like, if they had a competent quarterback, they make the playoffs. And now you have one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Granted, he's geriatric and on one leg potentially, but he's still Aaron Rodgers. This team is still, it is very good. So you go for it. I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, this the GM's name is Joe Douglas. He was with the Eagles before becoming the Jets general manager in 2019. But since 2019, I don't know, dude. Like, let me pull up the draft.
He's been with the Jets since 19.
Yeah. Let me pull up his draft picks since 2019. Because he drafted Zach Wilson. So.
It's his fault.
In 19, did he? No, Donald's been in the league longer than that. I'm trying to think. Was Zach Wilson like his quarterback? Like, this is my quarterback pick?
I assume so.
Yeah, I guess he has been in the league for that long. Shit. I was thinking, like, did he draft Sam Darnold? I was like, no, Sam Darnold's been in the league for like 10 years. I don't like that. It makes me feel very old.
But, oh, yeah. He was New York's first round, like 2018, I think, though.
Darnold,
yeah. So that was really? Like the year before.
Okay.
Year before he became general manager. I don't know. They've got like 19 mil in cap space. I don't really know what they're doing.
Just give them.
I can certainly see why this guy is upset. I really can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're making like scraps compared to other guys, and you're a very good football player. And this team, I mean, I don't know if they necessarily need you to be like good, but they need you if they want to be a legitimate, I mean, dare I say, Super Bowl contender. Like,
yeah,
do it's, whatever. I mean, do whatever you want.
It's kind of like he's only been in the league for 2 years.
No, he's been in the league since 2017.
He was with the Eagles.
He was drafted by the Cardinals.
Oh,
got you're traded right. to the Panthers, signed with the Eagles, and then
forgot about the Panthers.
Got traded to the Jets this year, this offseason.
I thought since he was getting paid that much money, it was so low. I was like, oh, he's probably on his rookie deal or something, and he just wants money.
No, well, like, here's the thing is, like, this is another cat gymnastics where he was only owed $1 million this year. But since he is now playing for another team that he didn't sign this deal for, he wants another deal. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's got to be miserable to be a Jets fan. It's got to be miserable.
Yeah, it probably is.
I mean, this is your one chance to go, like I said, to go after it. I mean, you're a legitimate threat for the first time since the first Obama term. Like, this doesn't happen. This doesn't happen to the Jets. When you get a chance, you fucking go for it and you spend as much money as you have to.
Yeah, the Jets have the longest playoff drought streak, I
Is it
believe,
without making it or without winning? Well, I guess both, probably.
Without making it to the playoffs.
Yeah, because
It's been 13 years since they last made the playoffs.
I mean, if they're gonna have a dick measuring contest with this guy, then yeah, fuck them. I don't like. I hope they don't re-sign him. I hope they trade him. I hope they suck.
Fuck them.
Honestly.
There's a lot of contract disputes. You know, there always is this time of year. The CeeDee Lamb, obviously.
That's another weird one. Why would you not? I mean, Jerry Jones is batshit crazy. We all know that. But why would you not pay him?
Well, Jerry Jones hasn't done anything at all this offseason. He hasn't signed anyone.
Yeah, I mean, they've brought in like a couple like decent, like I think they brought in like a linebacker and like a middle of the road safety. But like, yeah, they haven't done anything. Oh, and they signed Zeke. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Yeah. So they're not going to run the ball this season. they got him and that midget back there, the Deuce, whatever.
Randy O'Dowell.
No, Deuce Vaughn, Vaughn from Kansas State. He's very good. I was just being mean. I was just being mean to the Cowboys. I was nothing but respect. He was very good at Kansas State. He's very short. But, yeah, the teams, I mean, on paper, is the exact same as last year, and they did nothing. So what are you waiting for? Do something.
They've got about 28.5 mil.
Again, it's not like these guys
like,
I mean, they're going to have to pay Dak.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's on his last year of his deal. But he wants another contract too.
Well, Dak hasn't done shit.
But I mean,
you could say that about any Cowboys player since 1994.
Yeah.
Since Jerry Jones took over for the Cowboys, you could say that about any one of them. They haven't done shit.
I mean, I just don't. If you're wanting to save money for Dak, I guess I get it. Because if you sign CD and you can't sign Dak, it's like, well, then we have no one to fucking throw it to him. Get Ben DiNucci off the scrap heap, I guess. But
Ben DiNucci.
But you can do both. Like, I'm sick of these GMs. Being like, oh, we can only afford. It's like, no, the Chiefs paid Patrick Mahomes a fucking $1 billion and they're still signing guys. So
half
don't give me this. Don't give me this. We can't afford it. Bullshit. I hate it.
Unfortunately, it's just the world we live in where, you know, wide receivers are a hot commodity and they want a lot of money. And I still blame Christian Kirk for this whole fucking thing.
Because once the Christian Jaguars.
Kirk, yeah, once Christian Kirk got like $84 million,
18 a year, like, wasn't it?
I was like, oh, we're, and that was the year we were supposed to sign AJ Brown. I was like, oh, we're fucked. Because AJ Brown is worth more than Christian fucking Kirk. Are you kidding?
This fucking career slot receiver is getting 18 a year. Just because the Jags like torpedoed their franchise with Urban Meyer. Like, we had to overpay everyone if we wanted to sign anyone worth a shit. And Christian Kirk's still there, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I'm getting heated thinking about it. But but yeah, this is unfortunately the world we live in. I think he'll hold out for a while. I hope he doesn't hold out before August 31st or September 1st. That's supposedly when we're doing our fantasy draft, and it'd be nice to know if he'd be playing or not as a top 10 player. That'd be kind of nice.
Usually these things get done by, it's like the big ones that get argued about on First Take every day. They get done before the season starts.
True. Well, last year with the Chiefs, Chris Jones was holding out. He didn't play game one. And I remember Will and I were in Vegas. And like the next morning, I got an alert that the Chiefs signed Chris Jones after losing to the Lions week one. And I was like, well, that makes sense. Like,
yeah. When the Cowboys lose week one, Jerry will back up the Brinks truck to CD's house.
Who do they play week one?
I don't know, but like, who else is on that team?
The Browns.
Like,
ooh.
Who, like, legitimately, who, what other receivers are on that team? Michael Gallup, is Gallup still? I don't know. I don't know who's
they got,
like, on that roster.
They got Brandon Cooks. They've got Jalen Tolbert.
Who?
Jake Ferguson. I don't know, dude. I'm just looking at the depth chart. I'm just looking at the depth chart.
I think I bought a
don't.
Used car from here a couple years ago.
Brandon Tolbert.
Jake Ferguson is going to be a tight end.
Yeah, but he's still a receiver.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude. That was funny. right now, really, Brandon Cooks is like kind of the only
guy. Is wide
guy.
Receiver one if CD doesn't play? That ain't good.
Looking that way.
That ain't good
looking
at all.
They got this guy named Tyron Billy Johnson.
That's not a real person.
It's a real person.
That is a fictitious name. You've made that up. He's got three first names.
Apparently, it's his fifth season in the league.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
The National Football League?
He played for the Chargers, Jacksonville, and Houston.
Played or like?
Played.
Got guys coffee. I'm looking them up.
Golly, Chris. You're murdering this guy.
I'm just saying, Tyron Billy Johnson.
Yeah.
You can't just drop that name and be like, oh, yeah, of course.
I didn't drop it to be like,
my favorite player.
Of course. I dropped it.
Oh, no.
Because it's hilarious.
I wasn't
it's
saying,
hilarious
you, yeah,
name.
I wasn't being like, you were like, oh, they got Tyron Billy Johnson. Like, they're set. CD who? They got TBJ.
Tyron Billy Johnson.
That's
shit.
Hilarious.
That's
I can't
so
believe you said that is so
funny. You're about a used car from it.
He's been in the league. He's been in the league for 5 years. 422 receiving yards total. Huh. So
that explains it. I can't believe he played for Jacksonville, you said? I can't believe I never like even caught a whiff of like, hey, Jacksonville signed this guy named Tyron Billy Johnson.
He played 5 games. in the 2021 season. Caught two passes. Against us? He caught two passes. I don't know.
Okay. If he played against us and I was like, well, there's a 5-yard in route to Tyron Billy Johnson, I would, my ears perked up. I'm like, who are you?
I'll be keeping tabs on you for your whole career.
I will now. Wherever this guy goes, I'm on top of it. I should reach out, maybe like it's like I might want to be his agent.
Just reach out and get him on the pod.
If they don't sign CeeDee Lamb, could be a good pickup in fantasy.
Tyron, I feel like Bennett, I kind of have to draft him now just for comedic purposes. Mr. Irrelevant, good old Tyron Billy Johnson. Oh, God, that's so funny. This guy's my new hero. I'm keeping
Please
an eye on him.
Tell me he's white.
No, he's
no, he's not.
All right.
No.
Oh, God.
Every so often, Chris just breaks me, and I can't help but, like, cry laughing. Oh, my God.
I can't believe that was a real person. CD who?
CD who? We got TBJ. God. That's so funny. Oh, my God.
I can't believe that this guy, Tyron Billy Johnson. No, they don't.
I think I just found my new favorite player, like, yes, of all time.
Yes, I kind of love this guy now.
Hey, I'm gonna get my dad a jersey I'm just gonna get him a jersey for Christmas. This is Billy Johnson. Billy Johnson number 13.
You think it's like one of those custom ones? And
like, who the hell is Billy Johnson? He doesn't even know who he is. Oh my God.
Oh, that was good,
Tyrone.
Shit.
Smoke pot with Tyron Billy Johnson.
I do have a cousin named Tyron. He lives in Oregon.
What?
I have a cousin named Tyrone who lives in Oregon.
What's his last name?
I don't know.
Is there a chance it's Billy Johnson?
No.
Ah, damn.
Okay.
All right, I think this bit my run's course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of names to go off of. I smoked pot with Billy Johnson. It's like, you did not. It's like, yeah, it was me.
Johnny Hopkins.
Yeah, it was me. Dick Butkus. Bear Hooker. And Tyron Billy Johnson. We're blazing that shit up every day.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now we're done. Now we're done. Okay.
All right, should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be best.
All right. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Really, really appreciate it. Check out the Trend Center app. Podcast sponsored by the Trend Center, the number one tool when it comes to sports betting. You know, NFL's coming back. Numbers don't lie, baby.
I'm Trend so Center's excited.
Me too. Trend Center's going to help us stack up some fucking dubs.
That first Trend Center win is going to hit like crack.
Yeah.
Yes. When some weird, like the Steelers haven't covered in week one when it's 48 degrees outside. I'm like, yes, you feed me that.
I'm betting this right now.
I'll bet my, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm betting it.
I think they already have week one trends up, if I'm not mistaken.
Do they? I haven't looked at that.
I thought I saw a Twitter post baseball about it.
That'd be crazy. But anyway, check them out. Link is in the bio. 15% off a premium subscription. It's super worth it. I mean, it's like $12 a month, something like that. 12 or 15. I can't even remember. Probably should know. But it's just like you win a couple of small bets, you made your money back. The rest is just gravy. So check that out. Link is in the bio. Follow us on all socials. Link is in the bio. Like, comment, subscribe. Really helps us out. Really helps our reach. Yeah, we will see you next time. There's three of us. Now let's what is it, Chris?
Sean was right. September 5th, there are 21 trends for the Ravens Chiefs Thursday night game. And oh boy, I can't wait to dive into that.
Primetime under trend is back.
I will exclusively only bet primetime unders. Or, I mean, that's the only bet I'll take in primetime games.
Primetime under Willie is back.
Yes.
No fun back. Will is back.
Yes.
Yeah. Making money's fun. Anyway, there's three of us. Now let's make some money.
Woo! Woo!